You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
How many times have you spoiled your dinner by nibbling on some food about an hour before or while you're preparing it? That would be me. I have been guilty of that for sure, especially when I'm cooking for the kids. I tend to nibble that food and then guess what? I'm not hungry when it's time to sit down. Carolina, do you ever find that to be an issue for you?
Maybe in the past, I've kind of learned some tricks. I've learned some tricks to deal with that, and I became a little bit smarter about it so that I don't fall into that trap. But I've definitely been a victim before of waiting too long to have my mid-morning snack, and then having my mid-morning snack like at 11:45, and then you know noon or 12:30 comes around and it's time for lunch, and I'm like, oh, I just ate my snack, now I'm not hungry. So timing, it was an issue.
Timing, and then that sort of spills over into dinner because everything gets delayed, and then you're hungry and you grab something and you haven't really disciplined yourself or your body to be fed well. Cheese is my downfall. You know, I'll take cheese over anything. I love cheese. So I will grab a chunk of, and it could be a healthy chunk of cheddar cheese or sheep cheese or whatever cheese I have. And then I'm completely satiated. And then I finish dinner. We sit down at the table. And I'm like, well, I'm not that hungry. So I would put that as one of the foods that you shouldn't eat before dinner. You know, that's often used as an appetizer. When you think about this, when you go to somebody else's house or some event where they have appetizers and then dinner, how often do you just completely wreck your appetite for dinner because you eat all those appetizers, which usually include cheese? So that would be mine. What advice do you have for me and others in this who do this?
I know the cheese. I think it, you know, it's the combination with the high fat with the high protein. It can be really satiating. So, maybe if you're eating them right before, it can diminish your appetite for dinner. And I mean, most people might say that's not necessarily a horrible thing, especially if they're trying to decrease their total intake for the day. The problem is when you're eating something right before your dinner, you may not be making the best choices at dinner any longer. You're not going to eat all the vegetables that were on your plate, or you're gonna say, or the first thing that goes is the salad, right? You're like, well, I'm not that hungry, so I'll pass on the salad. I'll just go right for the meat, and all of a sudden, you passed on the best part. So I think that's really the trap here, and what you really have to be careful with is, you know, make sure that you're not eliminating the best part of dinner because you had a little bit of a snack right before it.
You know me too well, Carolina. That's not that guilty. All right. So salad is the issue, and I do love salad. Is there something I can grab because I haven't timed my eating properly during the day, and by the time 6 o'clock comes around, I feel like I can't wait to eat, or 5 o'clock, and I think I can't wait till I put this dinner on the table with the family. What should I do?
Yeah, so basically what I do at home that I would share my advice and my, you know, my own routine is I try to advance some of the items I would have for dinner itself. So technically it's like I'm starting dinner early and kind of going in steps. There's some cultures where they literally sit at the table and eat dinner for 2 hours. So this is not unusual. We tend to, in the US, we tend to like want to eat in 20 minutes and be done and move on to the next task. But there's a lot of cultures where they start dinner slowly and progress through, you know, different type of courses and then be done. And this is on a daily basis. It's not like a fancy dinner or anything. So I try to kind of get that idea from there. And what I do is a lot of times if I'm making dinner and kids run in the kitchen or if me myself, I'm feeling a little hungry and kids are like, oh, dinner ready. We're super hungry. I usually say, okay, well, why don't we start with our salads? So we just grab the greens out of the fridge and whatever toppings we're going to put it on that day and eat a small salad before our full dinner is ready. So what that does is we're not munching on stuff that we wouldn't be anyways and in the end adding to the total caloric intake of the day. But we're actually eating a little bit more vegetables too because we tend to eat the whole salad because we are really hungry. So
that tends to help me a lot. Well, yeah. There are other definite cultures who do serve salad before dinner. Anyway, that's the first thing they serve before they put the rest of the meal down. So that makes that, I mean, that's a double win, it seems to me. But then do you eat salad at dinner as well, or is that it?
No, probably not. Usually when I do that, then the meal is usually made up of, you know, either chicken or fish and some steamed vegetables or sweet potatoes or something like that. So the salad was really just the first course, and that way I wasn't starving. On days that I just don't feel like having salads, or, you know, it's just salad's not part of what my dinner is going to be, I may kind of grab a couple of celery sticks or carrot sticks, because usually I put those on the plate for the kids anyways, so I let them have it ahead of time, and I'll have some chew ahead of time. Now, I don't do dips with them, though, because I feel like then you are going to probably take some of the appetite that you had for dinner away, and you're going to increase, again, you know, the total caloric intake and also the fat and everything else. So kind of save as much as I can of my hunger for dinner and just try to advance a little bit to kind of hold me over with like raw veggies, because there's a lot of munching involved, so it takes longer to eat them too.
And it's satiating because you are crunching and munching for all of us, not just for kids. Carrots and celery sticks, even sliced bell peppers, I would think would work. And they're sweet, and that's fun. Or even a couple slices of cucumbers, which has a lot of water, and that sort of will help fill your belly up enough until it's time to sit down and eat the rest of the dinner. I love that idea. I do celery.
Yeah, I mean, hey. You know, hey, at the end of the day, really, the way I look at this is it's really hard for us all to be reaching those 9 servings of fruits and vegetables that we're recommended to have every day.
Right.
That's 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of veggies. It's hard. It's not easy. It's a lot to incorporate them into each meal. So don't waste time killing those really precious times when you're super hungry by eating pretzels or by grabbing chips or by grabbing a couple of dry crackers. Don't do that. Don't waste that opportunity to achieve that goal of all that high fiber and minerals and vitamin food that you're supposed to be eating. So why not go ahead and place the carrot sticks and the celery sticks and the chopped broccoli, whatever it is, right in front of you so you know you can grab those first.
Yeah, and also, I think that what we always emphasize is sitting down together at dinner and being the parents or the adults being the example of how you should be eating is so, so important. So if I am grabbing cheese or nuts and seeds that are filling me up and then I'm passing on some of these things I expect my children to eat, I'm really, you know, speaking with forked tongues. So by example, we need to do it as well. And I think it's a great solution. Salad first. So, and we have salad every dinner, so that should be easy. It's pretty easy to throw together, and it's inexpensive, a lot cheaper than those cereal bars that a lot of people will grab for as well. So I love that idea. Is there anything else we need to add to that, or have we got this wrapped up, Carolina?
I think we pretty much covered all the bases, as long as I think everybody remembers at the end of the day is just about making sure that you're focusing on eating more healthier foods and putting the other ones aside. And I want to give cheese a clean slate here. It's not that it's a bad food, right? Ellen and I love cheese.
Yes.
We're big cheese fans. Cheese is phenomenal. It's just the timing of it. And cheese is something that we tend to overdo, especially if we love to add cheese to everything we make. At the end of the day, you might be eating, you know, half a pound of cheese. So it's something just to watch and have moderation with the amounts and look at the timing of when you're eating them. Anyways, I think we covered the bases, and I hope we gave you some solutions on how to make sure you're not filling up too fast right before dinner so that you're eating your whole plate and making sure your kids are cleaning their whole plate. Remember, you can listen to this podcast later on RadioMD.com and maybe share it with somebody you think needs some of these tips as well.